Friday, 5th of Shavuot, 7th of January, Rabbi Yoni Birnbaum, Shlita. Dam ala Mashkov. This week's Torah is sponsored jointly by family Brody Luchwitz of Yael Brody and Chaim Arya Goldschmidt, which took place on Wednesday. He wrote in Shivan Ubais, Nemon Bisrael, the Shem Bilis Hilo, and by family Dudi Rosenberg and former member of his father, Rav Hershel Rosenberg, Leon Nishmas, Rav Yitzchok, Tzvi, Rav Menachem, Moshe Meir, Ben Avrocha. 28th Yad site was yesterday.
Morning. So the inyan is Dama Lamashkov. And the central question I'd like to address is why it is that this particular mitzvah, the idea of putting the dam on the doorposts and on the lintel, did not apply for future generations. Why was it only for that generation? I'd like to build a theme, build an idea, which I think provides a very different perspective on the parasha as a whole. The question, though, I'd like to begin with the question before that. You immediately notice at the beginning of the parasha that a new element is introduced. And that is the concept of Sippur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that to Moshe Rabbeinu that I have hardened Paro's heart in order that I shall be able to these signs, these wonders, that are going to pass will happen to him, will transpire. Ulaman, the next pasuk, to saper bosnevin chovevin chay isa sheesel altim mitzrayim, so that you will be able to tell what has happened to future generations. Ves osa isay shesamti vomi datam keni Hashem. And this element is new. This element doesn't appear. The mitzvah of Sippur is introduced here for the first time. It's not mentioned in the previous Madamakas in Parshas Vayera, and therefore. And it frames the whole parasha. From that moment on, as we know, the whole way through. V'hayach yomer aleichem b'neichem, right? When they say to you, that's in Yud Beis Chavav, you've got Perigud Gimel, Ches, v'higadot olavincha. We know this. From that moment on, the whole way through, as we're familiar with, the mitzvah of Sippur, the concept of telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim and transmitting that to the future generations, Boz Nevincha, Ven Bincha, frames the whole parasha. And the question is, why here? Why is it that in the introduction to the Makkah of Arba, what is it about the Makkah of Arba that suddenly the mitzvah of Sippur forms part of the introduction to that Makkah? Right? That's the question. We're going to come back to that question later, and you'll see how we can try and solve this and how important this is. But as I said, the first and primary issue we need to deal with, and that's the main focus of the shir, is why is it that the dam on the mashkov is left out of Pesach Doros? Why is it that this particular element, what they had to do with the blood, is not passed on, is not something which and specifically applies only to that generation? And there's an Ibn Ezra who makes the question even stronger. Ibn Ezra is on Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis. Ibn Ezra says as follows. Let's see if we can just find it. So the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come, Lingofes Mitzrayim, Brois Adam Lamashkov. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Bnei Yisrael, he says, I'll see the blood on the Mashkov, Ashtiyah Mezuzah, it's a Fosach Hashem ala Pesach, V'lo yitein HaMashkov Slavoy Ba'teichim Lingof, Ushmartem Es HaDover Hazeh, L'chok L'chol Avanecho Ad Olam. And this thing should be preserved for you, for your children, for generations, forever. And Ibn Ezra says the obvious question. Rabbim Choshvu, he says, Kina sinas adam ala mashko ashtem azuzos chayv ledoros. This is the thing that you have to do for future generations. You read the psukim. You read these two psukim together. That's what the Torah seems to say. Right? I will see, Hashem will see the blood on the mashko ashtem azuzos. Right? And then, ushmartem, the next pasuk, you shall guard this for future generations. Those words, this thing, they follow on from what you have to do with the blood. V'odem, furthermore, he says, it also says afterwards as well, it carries on, there's a theme which continues. It says, the Torah says, when your children say to you, you shall say, Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem, Asher Posach Al Botei V'nei Yisrael. So the link and the connection between what you're supposed to talk about, and the mitzvah that you're doing now, The simple way of reading the Psukim, says Ibn Ezra, is therefore continue doing that for future generations. And the truth is, Ibn Ezra says, that from a logical perspective, in Tzad HaSvara, this would be absolutely the logical and correct thing to do. Lule kabolas ho'emes hanigmeres. Except for the fact that we have a received tradition, kabol, because kabolas ho'emes, we learn, how we've learnt from Chazal, that this mitzvah only applied in that generation alone. Yine hanochon, he says, and as a result of that, as a result of the Kabbalah that we have from Chazal, we understand shemilas adover hazeh, that the words, you shall guard this thing, shov el v'shoftoy ha-Pesach. Shoftoy ha-Pesach, it goes back on the shechting of the Pesach. It doesn't go on the placing of the blood. Rather, it goes back on the psukim before that that talk about the posuk chof aleph, which has v'shoftoy ha-Pesach. And that's how Chazal understand, and that's how we learn, that's how we are to learn the psukim. And therefore, he says, and v'tam she'ela sabonim, and the reason for the questioning, and what the children ask, b'rosan kol ha-mishpacha, chabura achas ochem se, tomim rosh ha-korov al-kirboi, v'etzim resish b'ruboi. So, and the questioning that comes after this, when your children say, moha avodah zos lachem, what prompts the question? The prompts the question is, as we know, the strange way of eating it. Rosh al-korov al-kirboi, the way you position, the way the animal is prepared, the breaking or not breaking of the bones, etc., etc. Those who cannot eat from it, because this is unusual and this is not the norm with other Yomim Tovim, that's what makes them ask the question. So the Ibn Ezra, you see, clearly makes the question stronger, because the psukim alone seem to imply that's what you should do, and you have to learn the psukim in a very unusual way, that ushmartim es hadover hazeh, to protect this for future generations, does not refer to this, but it refers to the shechita of the Pesach, and it's that which prompts the questioning of the children. So,
what? When they bought commentators from here, they
did not put the blood. No, it was only applicable once. Right? So the blighting of the blood, the dam, every other element of the, as we'll see, almost every other element was applicable for Lodoros, right? The ware had to be prepared, etc., etc., and the etzim resish ruba, etc., all these things. But this particular element never applied, only applied once. And the question is why? So, we're familiar with the fact. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is bound up with the other mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder. The two are inextricably linked. There's a Tshuva Sarosh which says, why no brocha? Why do you not make a brocha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is, the Tshuva Sarosh understands, Shmartim es hadover hazeh. The matzah, ba'avur zeh, right? The matzah itself, he understands, is like, that is the brocha. That is the bracha on the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It goes together. The two things are together. You can't detach the one from another. And of course, this is the Sipur. Exactly. Well, Bishar Shematzamor Menachem Fanecha. Exactly. Now, this is of course reflected in the Psukim here as well. When the child asks, when your children ask, Posuk Chavov, Moha Avoda Hazos Lachem, what is the question? The question they're really asking is the visual experience, the avoida, moha avoida hazos lochem. What is these things that you're doing? That's what prompts the question, the recreation of Pesach Mitzrayim, and it is that which prompts the response, right? As we're familiar with, they see what's going on and they ask why, and as a result, we have the mitzvah to tell them the reason and the rationale and the background. So it comes out that the key purpose of the mitzvahs of the Seder is to bring to life what transpired. No chidushim here, right? To bring to life what transpired, because it's that which facilitates the real sipper and a really meaningful sipper, a story, understanding the story. That's the prompt. That is what the mitzvahs of the Seder meant to do. So if we're looking at the mitzvahs of the Seder in that way, right, at this level, the idea that each and every one of them together, because we mentioned the matzah, obviously the morah, and everything else, they're all meant to prompt and inform the mitzvah of the sipper itself to tell what transpired. What was the dam for? What was the purpose of the dam on the mashkev and the shtei amezuzos? And Rashi, Yudbeis, Perek Yudbeis, Posuk Yud Gimel, tells us the following thing. He says, when the Torah says "V'hoya hadom lochem lois alabotim," Hashem says "V'risis hadom Hashem ofosachti aleichem." Rashi says "V'hoya hadom lochem lois will be for you as a sign, v'loy la'acherim lois, and not for anyone else." Mekan shenitnu adam elam mifnim. Number one, we know the dam was inside. Only you should see. Lochem lois. V'ro'isi es adam hakol goli l'fonov. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see everything. Ela om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Nosin ani es einai l'rois shatem asukim mitzvosai, v'perseach ani aleichem. The purpose of the dam is Hashem sees the dam and sees that we are involved. He says, you are involved in my mitzvos, asukim b'mitzvosai, v'perseach ani aleichem. And that leads me to be poseach, to skip your houses. That when the destruction comes to the houses of the Egyptians, you are saved. That's the message, right? Posachti says it's chomalti to have rachmonus, to have mercy on. So, what we see from here is that the zuchus of the dam pesach and dam milah, that is what, those are the mitzvahs. For isias adam, is the mitzvahs that you're involved in, and Rashi brings elsewhere, we'll see shortly, the idea that this refers to the blood is not just the Dam Pesach, also the Dam Milah, Mesbosesis, Bedomayach, all things we're familiar with. The idea that you are involving yourself in the mitzvahs associated with Dam, Bris Milah, Korban Pesach, that is the Zchus that enables you to be redeemed. So what the Dam represents is the ability, and Bnei Yisrael achieving the ability to uplift themselves in life through the mitzvahs, the ability to lift themselves. You were misposesses b'domayich, you were wallowing in your blood, you had no zechusim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you these two mitzvahs so that you will have the zechus to move to a different place, to move up to a different level through the effort you put in. Ba'at eirom ve'eria, you had nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you these mitzvahs and you will be able to lift yourselves up. And it is that zechus that will enable you to be redeemed, to leave Mitzrayim. Now, there's another mitzvah. There is another mitzvah that also only applied for that generation. And Rashi brings this on Perek Beis Pasuk Vov. The 4 days, you had to take it be'osar on the 10th, right? And keep it until Erev Pesach, says Rashi. U'mipnei ma hiktim l'kichosoi, why was it that they had to take it 4 days early? That which didn't apply to Pesach Doros. Again, another mitzvah, an element. The vast majority of the elements that are explained in the parasha apply when the Korban Pesach was there, of course. Right, apply to future generations. But another element which did not apply was the 4 days. Why not? Right, the 4 days to check it for Mumim. Why shouldn't it apply? And here Rashi brings this medrash, the Masiv in Chorosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Egiya shvuah nishbati l'Avrom shegol esponov." The time has come to redeem his children. V'lo hoyu biyodom mitzvahs la'esasek v'em kadesh yigolu. They had no mitzvahs. Shneimah v'at erim ve'eria. This medrash, you had no mitzvahs. V'nosanem shtei mitzvahs dam pesach v'damila shemole ba'osa alayla. I gave you these two mitzvahs. Pesach hamila. Shneimah mitzvahsesis v'domayech v'shnei domim. He brings another pasuk in Zechariah, Gamad Bredam Briseich Shelachti Asirayach Mibor, V'Lefishoy Shtufim Avodas Kechovim, and because they were so submerged in Avodah Zorah, Omer Lahem Mishchu Ukulachem. Therefore, you have to Mishchu Yodeichem Avodas Kechovim Ukulachem Tzon Shal Mitzvah. Draw away from the Avodah Zorah and involve yourself in the Tzon Shal Mitzvah in the Korban Pesach. So, fascinating thing. This Rashi, if you take the two together, links both of these elements, right, which are not present for future generations, and what connects them, the 4 days they have to prepare the korban and the dam on the mashkev and the shtei mezuzos, is that both of these elements of the mitzvah were about the unique situation the Klal Yisrael were in at that time. The fact that they had no mitzvahs, and the fact that they had to involve themselves in these mitzvahs. They had to prepare the Korban Pesach to have the zchus to be redeemed, and the fact that they had to put the dam on the mashkev shel mezuzos so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see that dam, and in that zchus he would redeem it. So perhaps we can suggest as follows, that this mitzvah of all the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach, this mitzvah could only be in the form of Sippur, uniquely. Unlike everything else we do on Leil HaSeder, which is deliberately done in order to recreate physically what went on then. Okay, so nowadays, of course, Matzah, Morah, Bizman HaBayis, the time of the Korban Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash, many, many more elements, the whole bringing of the Korban, the same thing they did that night, all recreated. Everything is physically recreated except for those elements which were about Klal Yisrael building themselves into a place where they had the ability to, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could redeem them, creating those zuchusim. Because what we're saying, by not doing these mitzvahs in a physical sense in future generations, is we are saying to our children, look how we were, look how bad things became, yet we were able to raise ourselves up. We were able to lift ourselves up. We never gave up. The doors of tshuva were never closed. They were never closed. And the message we're saying is that this is something of all of the mitzvahs halayla which no one else can do for you. You cannot just recreate it and say, they did it and I'll build it the same and it will look the same and it's as if it was done. As it was done then, so it's done now, and I'm now in the same frame exactly as it was then. This element, we say, if we would put the dam on the mashkef ourselves as a recreation of what took place that night, the message we would be saying to our children, to future generations, would be, it's on a plate for you. It's there for you. You don't need to do anything yourself. Just like you're going to have the matzah and the mora and the korban pesach, yeah, you put the dam on as well. No. Of all the mitzvahs, this is the one that represents the fact that tshuva has to come from within. It has to come through hard work, through effort, through hard work. It's always possible. However low we have fallen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always see the dam on the mashkof. But the way we drive it home is these elements of the mitzvah, the elements that were about creating, B'nai Yisrael creating their own zchusim to be redeemed, right, to have the zchusim to be redeemed, those elements, the 4 days, and also the dam on the mashkof and the shtei mezuzos, the guarding of this element is only through the dibur, b'shmartem es hadovar hazeh, is only through speech. It is only through sippur. Because we're saying, you have to do this yourself in life. No one else can do this for you. It's the only way. That's why, perhaps, there is no mitzvah ladoros of the dam on the mashkof and the shtei hamezuzos. There is no mitzvah of doing this on Leil HaSeder, of even when the Korban Pesach was brought, to take the dam and put it on the... Because it sends the wrong... It would send the wrong message. It would be as if you can... Yeah, like everything else, you can recreate this too. Someone else can do this for you. No. Ushmartam es hadovar hazeh. They were able to do it only because they put the effort in themselves. And that's the same with us. These elements, no one can do for you. And we know from the Kliokos says, the emotion of the moment of putting the dam on then, that night, the night in Yetzias Mitzrayim, is palpable. You can feel it and see it in the Psukim. And what it meant to Klal Yisrael, the effort they had put in, and the tefillah, if you like, that accompanied what they did with the dam. Kliokos has a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says this on Perek Yud-Beis Posuk Zion. The Torah says, So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to tell them to put it on the shtei mezuzos and on the mashkof, the two doorposts and on the lintel. Says the Kliokos, if you look carefully later on, you'll see Moshe Rabbeinu, when he tells them what to do, he changes the order. He's Hofach HaSeder. V'omar v'higatem al ha-mashkof v'shtei ha-mezuzos. He says you should put it on the mashkof, the lintel, and the doorpost. Why does he change the order? Hashem said, put it on the mezuzos and the mashkof. And he says the reverse order, the lintel first. Says the Kliokos, a beautiful idea. The Medrash says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Shuvu Eilai Techilo. You return to me first, v'achakach ha-shuvu aleichem. And then I'll return to you. You come back to me, then I'll come back to you first. Or Knesset Yisrael Mishiva, and the Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael answer, Ein bikoach lo shuv tchila. I can't come back without you helping me. Elo, atotia hamaschil. You be the beginner. You be the one who begins. Shneema shivenu Hashem ilecho va'achakach unoshuva. You return us to you, and then we will return, and then we will come back. So says the Kliyakar, that's the difference. Hamashkoif represents kaviyoch, Kodesh Baruch, right? In the idea, it's Klapi Hashem Yisbarach, Elyon Alko, right? He is Shkif Mimorim Kod, Mimorim Kodesh, means the Pasuk in Tillim, he looks down, Mimorim Kodesh. The Shtei HaMezuzos, which are Machzikim the Mashkoif, they hold the Mashkoif, is the Zuchus Ovis V'Emois. The Zuchusim that we have, that hold us up, the Zuchusim of the Ovis and Emois, he says, Ma'oin Olek Yikedem, Etachas Rois Olam, the Ovis, the Metachas, the Merkovet, etc., etc. And therefore Hashem says, as if to say, first put the blood on the mezuzos, as if, so to speak, giving cover to the others, right? Those who support you, those who support the, they are the, they, so to speak, they metachas the merkava underneath the heavenly chariot. Hashem says, no, you start. He told them, put the blood on the mashkev tchila. Ki ein bonu koach lehaschil. We don't have the koach to begin. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael what to do, he changes the order. He says, put the blood on the mashkev first, because that's the only way. The only way we'll come back is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho. It's a tefillah. You return us to you first, and then v'noshuva. We'll put it on the mezuzos, which represents us, represents the ovos, represents where we're coming from. So you see from this kliyakar how the change in the order, the subtle change in the pesukim, reflects the dilemma, the feelings that Klal Yisrael had at the time over the tshuva process. How it wasn't straightforward. It's like so much about Leil HaSeder and about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is we're so used to these ideas, these midrashim, mispersesis b'domayach, we say in the God, that we don't stop and think what it must have been like. What the Kliyakar does here is he picks up on the sensitivities and the dilemmas and the turmoil. Can we really do this? Can we really do this? And Moshe Rabbeinu feels it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, has told me to tell them to put it on the two mezuzos and then on the mashkev. You start, you go, you've got a lot of schusim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't, because I know they're not going to be able to do this. They won't be able to cope with this. They're too far away. They will only be able to manage this if I can present this mitzvah to them with Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva. I'm going to tell them, put it on the mashkev first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you. And then you'll be able to support. Then you'll be able to go along and put it underneath and put it on the two mezuzos. So, this is the idea of why it is that perhaps, again, it's a suggestion, I've seen this, this is an idea, I'm suggesting this mahalach in this parsha, in these psukim, the idea as to why the mitzvah of the dam and the dam on the mezuzah and the mashkev could not be ladoros, because it represents the effort they put in it. Of all the mitzvahs, unlike matzah and morah, matzah is b'tzeikam lahach mitzvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, they didn't have time to rise, and the morah is because what they did to us, etc., etc. This is the only one which is entirely about their own personal effort. And we say to our children, even bizman the Korban Pesach has brought, yes, we're going to talk about it. We're going to say, this is what they did. We're going to talk about how they did it and what they did and everything else. But no one is going to be able to look at the dam on the mezuzos and the mashkev in their own homes and say someone else has done it for me. Because you have to do yourself in your own lives. This process of tshuva, this process of hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva throughout your lives, you have to put the effort and energy in. And now we can return to our original question that we began with. Why is the mitzvah of Sippur introduced with Makas Arba? Why is it? Why is it, as we started with, why is it that it's to do with the Makkah of Arba that Sippur is introduced? So the clue, perhaps, is in Adas Akenim Bali Atosus. Adas Akenim asks, another element that's strange about Arba. Moshe Rabbeinu is not told what the Makkah is. You ever notice that about Arba? Look at the beginning of the parasha. He's not told what it is. Moshe Heich Yodah, says the Adas Akenim. How did he know what to say? V'halo lo motzinu shom la kodesh rachom Makkah so Arba. You don't find anywhere It's an amazing thing. Again, a thing we just didn't notice because we haven't. No one said it. No one taught us. Right? You look at the beginning of the of Parshas. But you see, let's learn to stop it. Because anyway, Eisa Shes Alalti Mitzrayim. Vayover Meshavar No Parai. Kama Shemayim Rad Masanat Nadu Mishmanay Shalachmi Vavduni. Because Kima Ena Tot Shalech Sami Hineni Mevi Mochar Arbe Bigvulecha. That's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Parai. No one told him. Hashem didn't say to him that the next Makkah is Arbe. How on earth did he know that a plague of locusts was coming? Says the Daz Zakenim like this. Yesh Loma. Shayuchakuko salamate tzach adash ba'achav. Could say that. Well, he had the initials. So he worked it out, right? On the matah it said what was coming, right? So he knew the initials. Bekoshali. That can't be the answer, he says, because then why in the later makas did he not need to tell him? Why is it only Arbe he didn't need to tell him? L'chein Ali says, the Moshe Amakah Moshe Ulaman to Saper. He knew that it must be Arba, because Hashem used the phrase here in order that you shall tell your children. Laman to Saper. The Derechu L'Saper Al Makas Arba. Makas Arba is something people talk about. Something people see, a massive plague, a huge cloud of locusts, people talk about it. How do you know that? From Sukkim in Yoel, right? As Rashi brings, there was another plague of locusts. If you look in Yoel, Perek Aleph, Posuk Gimel, the same phrase is used, right? Livnechem Sipru. Famously in Yoel, Rashi talks about this. Rashi asks the difference. Was this the biggest Makkah, biggest plague of locusts? There was another one in the Bimei Yoel, right? Yoel Anovi. And there it says the same thing. Livnechem Sipru. So you see, tell your children. So you see that people talk about Arba. That's what he says. So according to Daz Zakenim, Moshe Rabbeinu understood what the Makkah was from Laman to Saper. Because people talk about Makkas Arba, they tell future generations. So what do you see from here? You see that of all of the Makkas, Arba is the only one that Moshe Rabbeinu can work out for himself. It's the only one that he can put the effort in. It comes from within him. He is able to look at the situation and think, well, what could it be that Hashem is going to bring next on the Mitzriah? Laman to Saper. He works it out from himself. It's something which we will always talk about. The fundamental purpose of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and especially V'gadata Levincha, is not to be a passive recipient of information. Just to sit there and receive, to watch, to look, to see things being done. Because if we do that, we've achieved nothing. The aim is to come up with a mission, with a purpose in ourselves, to live the lives we're supposed to live, to build it ourselves, to put the dam on the mashkof, so to speak, ourselves in our own lives. That is what is going on here. So the link between and why it is, perhaps, that Laman to Saper is introduced at Makas Arba, is because that's the one where Moshe Rabbeinu puts the effort in. That's the only Makkah where he works out for himself what the Makkah is. So from there is born the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it can't be passive. It can't just be I'm listening, I'm a makabel. It has to be something you put the effort in, you work out yourself. You work on yourself. Just as the, of all the mitzvahs, as we said, of Leil HaSeder, it is the mitzvah of the dam on the mezuzos and on the mashkof that we do not recreate, that we do not just put it there on a plate for our children. And we say, of all the mitzvahs of the Seder, this is the one we are only going to talk about. We are only going to talk about it because to do it, you have to do it. You have to work it through. You have to put that effort in. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu did at the beginning, just as Moshe Rabbeinu did with the Makkah of Arba. Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Ramban famously says at the end of the parasha, Yetzias Mitzrayim builds Emunah. It builds not just Emunah, it builds the attitude we need to all of the mitzvahs HaTorah, to understand that the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us enable us to build. They enable us to build in our lives, enable us to build our futures. And when you look at these psukim, when you look at this parasha, in a deeper way, when you look at it in the nuances, the differences that exist between the makas, between the mitzvahs halayla, then we understand that this is really, in every respect, a pathway towards achieving that in life. Have a good Shabbos.
Rabbi Yochanan,
Yodhan,
Akashio,
and Rosh
Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah